T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we are Spaziano and Sandy, a little after 8 o'clock now, here on 98.9 The Buzz. As Lieutenant Governor, she chairs the statewide Regional Economic Development Councils and spearheads the administration's economic development and job creation efforts. Across New York, she works to champion policies to transform our economy, including workforce development, job training, investing in minority and women-owned businesses, and closing the gender wage gap. I'm proud to introduce the Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we're so formal this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us again. It's always great to have you on and just to keep all of our listeners up to date on what is happening. Of course, you're still wrestling with the surge that's going on in Western New York. And it's kind of embarrassing to be pointed out by Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that place.
I know.
You know, when people have worked so hard, and that's what's so maddening about all this. The vast majority of individuals and business owners and, you know, places of gathering have been really following the rules so beautifully since summertime, and they've been suffering and sacrificing, and, you know, many people have lost their jobs and businesses are hurting, but people stuck with it. And then you get this significant minority of people who just say, you know what, I'm over this, and the problem is the virus is not over us yet. And that's what's still continuing, is it's still out there. And
it doesn't care.
You
got to
stick together, guys.
It just doesn't care, does it? Yeah.
So I've heard, and you can clarify this, that there is an influx of people who are thinking, well, let me get a test. If I test negative, then that reassures my family that it's okay to get together. Can you clarify that whole testing thing again? I know we've been here before, but I feel like we need to go here again.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I understand that, because my own two children who live, they're adults, they live in Washington, and I have not seen them through this entire pandemic. Oh. They both said that they, you know, I usually see them every month. I mean, I'm very close to my kids. Yeah. I miss them. But they said, okay, Mom and Dad, you get tested, and we'll get tested, and we'll drive up. We won't go near an airport. We won't stop for gas. We'll just go on fumes, and we'll come home. Can we just stay in our bedrooms, and we'll stay wearing masks in the house? I mean, it sounded like a great plan. I said, you know, that might work. And then, listen, wait a minute. That test is only valid that day.
Right.
That doesn't mean that the next day you could be positive and bring it to us, or we could spread it to you. And so the experts are saying, you know, from Dr. Fauci on down, don't even just rely on a test to give you the confidence that you're going to be safe, because that's not necessarily the case. And who wants to, after all this sacrifice, blow it at the end here? I mean, you didn't get a chance to see family over Easter and Mother's Day and 4th of July. And, you know, you say, well, I have to be there for Thanksgiving, and that's the one time when we are more vulnerable than we've been at any point. Upstate New York is the most vulnerable area right now. New York City was a disaster in the spring and early summer, and the rates were off the charts.
Yeah.
We don't want to go there, and that's the future for us if we don't turn this around and turn it around quickly.
It's so difficult to be like, nope. And, you know, to get a test, for instance, right now, there's way long lines, even here in the Rochester area. I had some friends that went and got tested because, you know, they were exposed. And it wasn't just because, let's see if we're okay for Thanksgiving, but it took hours. And so you're either asymptomatic, right, and you don't know you have it, or you either have it or you don't, or you may get the test now, but it doesn't show up in your the virus doesn't show up in your system until after the test. So you could actually have it, get the test, and it could be negative.
That's why this virus is so sinister. I mean, it's not what you would expect, that you would know, you take a test, you know whether you have it or not. You could have very low traces at that point where it doesn't show up on a test. As good as these tests are, it doesn't pick up the lowest level of traces. And then it starts to incubate in your body over the next 10 to 14 days. So that's why we saw people who gathered at Halloween, 2 weeks later, were like, why are we having a spike now? Why is Erie County where I live? Yeah, we have parts of Erie County, my hometown, where it's 7, 8, 9% right now.
Wow.
And like, what happened there? Well, Halloween, well, that was a long time ago. No, that's how long the incubation is. So what we're predicting is, given the number of people that we already see traveling in airports who should not be there, and the people we know are going to be gathering and not following the guidelines, we know that 2 weeks from now is when we're going to see a major spike.
And that's that's
just before Christmas. Ugh. So you're going to have people who are still going to shop on Black Friday, and they're going to be in crowded areas, and there's no more outdoor activity. I don't know about Rochester, but it was snowing in Buffalo yesterday. I took a walk in the snow.
Uh-huh.
So you can't surrender this early. So I thought, we're going out there, but there's very little of that going on. And so it's just a recipe now. I mean, all these forces are coming together, students coming home from college and families gathering and people being indoors and shopping and being out in public areas. And the truth is, the best way to get through the holidays is to be out there as minimally as possible, away from people, and then just we're going to hold on until spring when we can start getting outside, and the virus will be, you know, hopefully under control. We keep it under, you know, if we keep it around 2% statewide like we have been, it's about 2.7% statewide, we'll be okay. But if we have more areas like Western New York, which, you know, has pockets of 9% or parts of Monroe County, that could end up heading into the orange zone because they're over 4%. You know, it's just, we're going to lose a lot of people. And I think the healthcare workers, who everyone, you know, praised as heroes way back, well, they're still our heroes, except they're now exhausted and they're frustrated. And they say to us, why don't people do this for us? If they don't care about their own lives, what about all of us who are jeopardizing our health and our family's health when we come to work every day? Doesn't anybody care about us? And that's a heartbreaking message to hear from these people. It really is.
I heard one nurse say, go ahead, Sandy.
No. Say your nurse story.
Yeah, I heard one nurse say that, you know, you call us heroes. We don't want to be heroes. Don't make us be heroes. Stay away stay safe.
Yeah,
we don't want to be heroes.
Yeah. Do you know what areas of our region are, because we don't know yet. It's like some parts of our region may be going to orange, but we don't have a feel of what areas that is. Do you know? Can you give us some insight?
Well, the areas that are yellow now are the ones, I mean, you don't go from nothing to orange. So it's definitely the areas around the city, in the city and the surrounding neighborhoods.
Okay.
We already know they are yellow.
Okay.
And I'm not saying the entire region would go to orange because individual communities are doing better than others. But we still have to have, you know, enforcement. And, you know, it's, no one wants to enforce the laws. It's always, you know, if you're in elective office or, you know, in law enforcement, you know, you've got other important things to do, think.
Yeah.
And it's hard to ask people to do that. But the reality is people need to know that if you're going to break the rules that are put in place to protect public health and safety, there could be consequences. And so if you're not doing it because it's the right thing, it's like speeding. You know, why are speed laws put in place? You know, the vast majority of people are not going to be pulled over. If you're going to speed, you may just get away with it. But the knowledge that you just might not, there's a consequence and you could get caught, I mean, that might deter some other people. Whatever's going to motivate you to do the right thing, if you won't do it because it's good for your family and your health and your community, and then there's two other reasons. One is you could get caught. You know, you're not supposed to be going out without a mask. You're not supposed to be in gatherings of more than 10 people. And thirdly, if you want to get back to your places that are now closed, like Western New York, you know, Erie County, the gyms are closed. The hair salons are closed again, Sandy. I can't get my hair done. So that's what we're dealing with here. Think about that, people. You want to go back to doing your own hair at home.
Gray roots, Sandy. Gray roots.
Sandy, that's
Everybody's
my reality right now.
That's the motivation.
That's
you got to think of the motivation. I have one final motivation before we let you go. I think this could solve just about everything. The new Cuomo's Watching You sticker for your window.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
You gotta love or hate it, but I definitely want one.
You know, if that's what it takes to get you to follow our guidelines, protect public health, and go for it. I mean, I just hope the money's being collected for charity or some good cause. Yeah. Put it toward buying pizzas for the healthcare workers and telling them we love them and hang in there.
Yeah.
So if people want to have fun with it, go ahead. But just know that the governor has always said he doesn't mind taking the heat.
Mm-hmm.
He knows these are not going to be popular.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to do what you have to do. And these are not made up by us. They're made up by medical experts, and that's why we have to institute them.
And that's your job. Thank you so much for keeping us safe. Thank you so much, Kathy. All right. Appreciate it. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks
you
to you.
Too.
To you and your
safe.
Family. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Sandy 9 to Buzz. Busy Adam and Sandy.
This is me giving Scott.
Now you're cutting out again.
Is it my clapping that's cutting out?
No.
I'm here.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Okay, wait. I'm trying to give you a round of applause.
For what?
I'm trying to give you a standing ovation for that performance with Kathy Hochul.
What do you mean performance?
Oh, it was a performance, people.
It's the Buzz Couples Therapy, where you decide once and for all who is right.
You were fantastic. A stellar performance with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul when she's talking about, hey, play it safe this Thanksgiving. And you're like, yeah, all about it. Meanwhile,
on the inside, I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. It ain't happening over here. God, I hate that. It's just the right thing to do. No Thanksgiving. Cancel the goddamn holiday at my house. Please. Please. I got a yes last week.
See,
I said it on the air. What?
By the way, did I or did I not? I'm going back to the podcast. Go to radio.com and search out the old podcast episodes.
Yeah, because I even said
it. What? When you said, oh, my wife's on board. She said, okay, when I said, let's cancel Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I asked you, what kind of okay was it? Was it a fully bought in okay? Or was it a whatever, Spazzano?
Okay? No, it was okay. She's like, yeah,
no,
you're right. No, it was right when we hit 300 people a day.
Well,
and she was kind of feeling under the weather. And two of my good friends now have COVID. And it was she sent them a heart on Facebook. And I'm like, this is the time. I need this for the once and for all. Please.
Scott.
She said, okay.
And she said, yeah, right.
No.
Well, what's happening? What's happening now?
Oh,
what's happening on Thursday?
Like nothing's changed. 9 people. That's including all of us. So we're under the 10 limit.
Well,
and I get every excuse. You're the only one who hasn't been tested. I got tested. My mom has been out. She had knee surgery, so she hasn't been outside in 4 weeks. Hasn't gone anywhere.
You had to cancel with your family. You are not letting the boys over still.
No.
Your brother's still not coming.
Nope.
Gosh, you don't have any say in your household.
Even the cousins that were invited called this weekend and said, listen, we're not going. We're just going to stay home. And I was like, that's good.
I don't know if I should laugh at how funny it is, how you have no say, or if I should cry for you.
I know it's
comical.
Or if
I should get angry for you. Listen,
I've always taken risks my entire life, right? I get it. But this is one I just don't want to take. I've got a 16-month-old baby. I'm going to die way before my wife anyway. I want to be around. And I know I sound like I'm like this wuss about, but it just makes sense. And every time I hear Kathy Hochul comes on, it's just common sense. And I don't want to be responsible for killing someone else. That's the whole thing, too.
There's the Italian in you popping out right
got
there.
Some guilt
the over-dramatized
going on.
Guilt.
It is, but it isn't.
Well, have Kathy Hochul call your wife.
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
That would be spectacular.
Mrs. Spazzano, this is the Lieutenant Governor. We hereby...
She even told her sons, her boys.
I
she
know.
Told us this story. Her boys wanted to come and see her. She said, no.
I don't know.
That's what we'll do.
Still going to cook. I'll deliver. Seriously.
I really am... As much as I want to tease you and laugh at you right now, I kind of feel for you. You're in a tight, tough spot. Because what do you do?
Everybody's going through this, too. I know, and we've talked about this before, and I thought it was over, and I already planned, I've already got some of my menu items. I'm filling some more in today, blah, 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 and it's just going to be the same exact awesome meal that I always cook. And
Oh, you're going to be such a little brat all of Thanksgiving dinner, aren't you? Because you're not going to want it to happen. So you're going to be such a little brat.
Oh, I'm going to be the biggest jerkball ever. I just don't.
And do you have a right to be?
You got a couple of both my in-laws are over 70. I mean, why? I mean, I don't want to be responsible for anybody. I don't know. I get calls. Help me. Hi.
What I would say is if whatever you can do now to be able to have a normal holiday next year, do it. Because, again, is it really worth all this hassle and all this chaos just to have a bird? I mean, you can make a turkey dinner any day of the year. You can be with family in smaller groups. And to me, I'd rather have 5 small gatherings than one big one with 30 people. Make it smaller.
Well,
because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. I get it. We all want to see our loved ones because you never know when the last time is going to be the last time. But
you
just really have to play it safe right now and think about the fact that, don't be selfish. Just don't. This is the one thing we can do to prove we cannot be selfish as human beings. Just give it some time to clear it out.
Can you do us a favor? Can you, instead of Scott, go home afterward? Can you go to Scott's home? Like, just be Scott for a moment because he's having a tough time convincing his family. Can you put on some glasses?
My wife. My wife's like, no, I haven't da da da. And we're coming over and they're less than 10 people and they're da da da. I'll still cook, man. I'll even drive it around and drop it off and wish you happy thanks. I don't know.
Hey, listen, I'm Italian, and I got a big Italian family, and I'm only doing 4 people this year. Because I said, you know what? I want to see my big Italian family next year, and I want to see them all alive. So I want to make sure, especially with the older
Italian
ones, they stay home and they stay safe.
Italian
right
guilt.
There. That's the Italian guilt. I want to see you alive.
That's it. Because I want to make you miserable next year.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.